coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Listen to this, folks. Illinois at it again, if you can believe this. Sean, I didn't even get a chance to introduce you yet before I heard an uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, my executive producer, Sean Young. Sean, welcome to this week's Armed American Radio. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. But a lot of disturbing stuff going on out there. But take a listen to this. This is from Cook County, Illinois. They never cease to amaze you. This is a petition being circulated. They need enough signatures to get this referendum initiative on the ballot in November. And listen to the initiative. Shall the governor and the members of the Illinois General Assembly enact legislation to ban the sale of semi-automatic and assault weapons that are used by criminals to threaten the lives of law enforcement and the people of Illinois?
That's crazy.
Sean, let me show you how that should read. That should read, shall the governor and the members of the Illinois General Assembly enact legislation to ban the sale of semi-automatic and assault weapons that are used by millions of law-abiding citizens every day to defend themselves, their property, and their loved ones. If they want to be honest about it, that's what they should say, because that's what the vast, you've heard the old adage, 100 million guns hurt no one today. You follow me?
Yep. Wow.
So, you know, I have to ask this question, and you know, this is unscripted stuff here, folks. Illinois residents, and we're getting a lot of Chicago listeners that are catching us on Facebook and tuning in. We're getting emails from them. Thanks for what you're doing. But I have to ask you this question. What have you done up there, Chicago? What are you residents doing? Have you picked up the phone?
I don't think so, the way it sounds.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of activists up there and a lot of good things happening, but we have to continue to hammer this home, Sean, every single week. Have you picked up the phone? Have you called the mayor's office? Have you called your state legislators? Have you complained? Have you made your voices heard? Because that's what it's going to take. Freedom is at stake in America today.
Yeah, it is. All over the place. Everywhere you look.
It's bad. It's bad out there. And there are some things that Americans need to do. And, you know, I can't think of a better group of patriots, because gun owners are first and foremost patriots. The Second Amendment depends on freedom, and freedom itself depends on the Second Amendment. We must be ever vigilant. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and I'm joined by Sean Young. Sean, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, got ahead of ourselves there a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
We've got another really big shoe coming up today. Another really big shoe.
Okay, Sullivan.
Yeah, that's another bad impersonation. It wasn't. Did you ever think you'd long for the days of Bill Clinton?
Well, you know, with the way President Obama's doing things, yes.
Well, I say that because I can do a much better Bill Clinton impersonation.
Can you do an Obama impersonation?
Ask me later on in the show. Yeah, I can. I can.
Very nice.
But, you know, it'd be fun if Bubba was in there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We got to get rid of them guns. How you doing, Sean? I'm Bill Clinton. I'm sitting in for Mark today.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Let's talk about my failed policies and how y'all wish my failed policies were running the country again.
I feel you.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I'm telling you. We've got a great guest lineup again today, ladies and gentlemen. First, let's give out the phone numbers, because we love your participation on Armed American Radio. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Reach me in the email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark. Sean, you're monitoring that, right?
Yes, I am, always.
Okay, and I understand the televised feed is down. There is no video today, right?
There's no video right now, but I'm going to be working on that as the show goes. So hopefully, if nothing else, I'll have an audio feed going.
Okay, get off that Windows machine and move it on over to a Macintosh.
Come on now, I can't have it. Microsoft doesn't work with me.
Well, we won't bash them now. We won't bash him. We'll talk about some fun stuff. Sean, I'm going to be, and this was wrapped up this week, I will be broadcasting Armed American Radio live from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds on Sunday, August 29th, folks. I understand that is about the third largest fair in the country, or most, I should say, maybe the most attended fair in the country.
Yes.
So all of you folks up in Minnesota, come on out and watch the show. You'll be hearing a lot about it in the coming couple weeks before we get up there. But we will be broadcasting the show live from the Minnesota State Fair on Sunday, August 29th. Really looking forward to that. And I'll be doing an event or two up there. And you're welcome to come out and meet with me. And I think we'll be doing a book signing and that kind of stuff. We'll have some fun. So come on out. It's going to be a great time. Sunday, August 29th in Minnesota. Yeah.
Minnesota.
I kind of wanted to do that in January.
Ooh. Well, you know, as hot as it is here in Texas, I wouldn't mind doing it myself.
That's what I'm talking about, the break, because the gore has been out of control here.
Well, I heard y'all in the 80s this week, or today.
Maybe when we're sleeping.
Guess what it is here in Tejas.
Down in Tejas, in Dallas, Tejas. How about them Cowboys? What is it?
It's 105 gore.
105 gore. That means the heat index is probably 120 gore.
Just about.
Yeah, we have a quote from Gore. I have it right here.
Uh-oh.
On my little computer.
What'd he do now?
Something stupid, but we'll get to it later. You can always count on him. You know, I had an email come to me. I get a lot of email anymore. But I had one come to me the other day that just shredded me and ripped me apart on topic after topic after topic.
Mm.
And one of them was, get off the Al Gore thing. You're wasting too much time. You could be talking about reloading.
What?
Well, sometimes I'd rather talk about Al Gore. We don't waste a lot of time with Al Gore. We just have fun with Al Gore. And it's fun to have fun with Al Gore when we made some waves by, creating the gore instead of the degree.
Absolutely.
And we've had a lot of fun with that. Our guest lineup today is a good one, folks. Jim Irvine, my good friend, and the chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association will be here in just a few minutes. Jim's blinking on the line. We'll get to him momentarily and get this. We're going to finish a conversation that we had about 3 or 4 weeks ago with Mr. Alan Corwin.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be very good. Alan is, for the lack of a better term, Alan is no compromise and in your face.
Yeah, he is.
He tells it like it is, and he says the things that you know are right. Because one of the things we have to get back to in this country is common sense. We don't need to debate this 24-hour news cycle, Sean. It kills me.
Yes.
We've got pundits talking about all this stuff, and your head gets mushy, and you think, wow, maybe they're right. And then when you realize and you step back, no, I don't need to listen to all this. People, you know what's right, and you know what's wrong. All you need to do is trust your gut. And if you trust your gut, you'll always come down on the right side of the issue.
The right side of the issue.
Every time, whichever side that may be. But you'll always come down on the right side of the issue. We also have, I guess, Eric McCabe. If you remember, a few weeks ago, we talked about the Appleseed Project. Eric will come on for a few minutes later on this hour and tell us a little bit about, I guess there was a New York Times hit piece on his marksmanship programs with the Appleseed Project. And the New York Times doing a hit piece on the gun topic?
Well,
get out of here.
But there's nothing else to talk about. You know, it's not like they would talk about the mosque that's being talked about. No, we can't talk about that. We talk about something else.
No, but we can talk about that.
We can, yes.
And we will talk about that. And I got to tell you something else fun, too, as we give the lineup. We're also going to be talking about Elena Kagan. We've kind of not gone there yet. Now she's in. Now she's wearing the robe. Now we're going to pick her apart. And we're going to do that with Jim Irvine in just a few minutes. Backup guns. We're going to talk about backup guns. Are they a good idea? Concealed carry clothing techniques to effectively hide your gun. legally and lawfully as a concealed carry permit holder wherever you may be. Wherever you may be. And get this one. This is good, too, because when George comes on, we're going to talk about the FNX from FNH, the FNX 9, the new double-action auto from FNH. Ooh. And it is beautiful, and I have a – I can't show it to you, I can describe it to you.
You need a camera.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get there. As soon as you perfect it on your end. When we come back, we're going to bring all of this up, and we're going to give you all the information you need, America, on concealed carry techniques and our opinion on just about everything we just mentioned to you. So stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com. This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. The Gun Owners of America, what an organization. No compromise, folks, which is what America needs right now. No compromise. Sean, welcome back. There you go. We got Jim Irvine on. Let's bring him in because we've got a lot to talk about with Jim. And Jim is a commercial airline pilot, too.
Good evening, Mark. It is a pleasure to be back on the best gun talk ammunition fun show across the country this evening.
Jim, thanks for joining us. I love having you on this program.
Love being part of it. It's a fun show. I always enjoy it and do a great job. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Jim, let's start with this. I have to ask you this because I, you know, you and I have known each other a very long time, and I love asking you questions about, you know, the flying public because I fly a lot. But you're on the other end of the aircraft. You're up there behind that double-walled door, actually flying that bad boy.
It's an office with a view.
Oh boy, it's got a view, all right. I don't know; those windows look kind of small. Can you really don't? It almost looks like you'd want to stand up and look down so you could see something else.
No, it's actually when you're sitting in the seat, you have good visibility out of it.
Now you're flying what, a 757?
I was flying 757 today, but I also fly 767s.
All right, I have to ask you this about the young man. I will not mention his name. We've seen him all over the news. We don't want to regurgitate a lot of stuff. But the JetBlue guy who jumped off, grabbed a couple beers, got mad, spoke his mind, released the chute, and quit. Should he be prosecuted?
For what?
Was he a danger to anybody when he quit and jumped down the chute?
I don't know, because it's interesting, because the news reports, the first ones I heard, it sounded like they were out on the taxiway, and he just kind of abandons the airplane. So that would have been an issue there with the passengers. It would have also been an issue with security in the sterile areas of the airport out on the taxiways and things like that. But I don't think he was. I think he was in the ramp or gate area.
Yeah, that's what I think he was, too. And I guess there was some danger they were talking about, you know, when the chute opened up down there, the slide, I guess I'm referring to, that people could have been hurt.
It's possible. Yeah, so they opened pretty explosively. But the Port Authority was funny. They were asked, hey, what are you going to prosecute? This is a big security breach. And the New York Port Authority says, look, we're concerned with people coming into the airport. We don't care who leaves. There's no security issue. We don't have any problem with it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. But it's, you know, as I think it was one of the Delta executives was on TV saying, look, you cram a bunch of people in a really small space, and common manners just aren't common anymore. There are people that make ridiculous demands and get all mad about things and think they can do whatever they want because they bought a ticket. They can't. There's federal law that says you must comply. The woman who set him off, who failed to obey his instructions, broke federal law.
I do question that. I question why there's been no charge there, Jim, on interfering with a flight crew. Now, again, I don't know enough about it. I wanted to get your input on it. It's not something we want to focus here. But you being a commercial pilot, I thought, you know, you'd give us a really unique take on what actually happened.
I think unanimously in all the crew I've talked to in the last week, every one of us would buy that guy a beer.
Wow, no kidding.
We've all been frustrated with public that are just completely out of bounds, ridiculous and stuff, breaking federal law, and too often the companies and the prosecutors just go, he's had a bad day, just let it go. So if that's acceptable for passengers to break a federal law and we're not going to actually prosecute them unless it is very, very egregious behavior, then why would you prosecute the guy who has to put up with it every day?
I don't
see why you would do that.
It's indicative of a larger thing happening in this nation today, I think. This is just a micro in a macro deal. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's indicative of people's frustrations. The economy's terrible, on a lot of different fronts. And, we've got a president who is governing literally, and I am convinced of this now, completely and totally against the will of the people. There is I could get very provocative with this. I'll leave it with the mosque, okay? When Obama pronounced his support for the mosque at Ground Zero, I said to myself, that's it. 70% of the American population says, yeah, they have a right to build a mosque, but they shouldn't do it there. George Hill said it on Armed American Radio last week, just because you can doesn't make it right. And we have 70% of the American population. That's hallowed ground. I've been there. And it, you know, your skin crawls when you get there. Can't describe the feeling. Everybody listening knows where they were that day. And I believe myself that America's enemies will use that as a propaganda tool. The wing of the Islamic religion that has hijacked the religion will use that as a tool to claim victory as we're fighting overseas. Am I wrong?
No, the fundamental terrorists will use everything they can. People just don't understand how evil can be, and they are worse than any. You think of your worst, most evil movie scene and character, or whatever you want to call it. They're worse. They are worse than anything that you. They are just beyond comprehension when you start looking at what they've done, and what they plan to do, and what they want to do. It's absolutely disgusting.
We've seen it with healthcare in your face. We don't care what you think. The majority of Americans, we've seen it right out in your face with Arizona. We've seen it working with the Mexican government against the will of the American population. We've seen it with the stimulus bill, if that's what you want to call it. We're now seeing it with the mosque at Ground Zero. Little things that add up. Vacations in Spain, the elitists, and then back here on the Gulf Coast for 27 hours for a photo op. I don't like what I'm seeing, and I don't think I'm in the minority here by any stretch. Let's move on to something else because we could take up a whole show with that. Jim, Elena Kagan, she's in now. What does that mean for us, in your opinion, now that she is donning the black robes? We know that she is anti-gun. She refused to answer a number of questions. What are your thoughts on her now?
Well, number one, elections matter. We can criticize lots of things about President George W. Bush or any president, but Supreme Court nominees, any law can get overturned in the next session. But the Supreme Court nominees are there forever. And Obama has put in two people who are vehemently opposed to your constitutional rights. And if they are opposed to your Second Amendment rights, folks, they're not going to be there to protect your First or your Fourth or your Fifth or any of your other rights. Their notion is it's not just about guns. It's about our American way of life. And it is very troubling that we have a Senate that approved two Supreme Court justices knowing that they will not uphold the Constitution.
Here's what I love about the argument that you see. We have 30 seconds before we take a break. We'll go into the break with this. That she, a little bit of a devil's advocate here, that she does not tip the balance of the court. So they say, well, she's not tipping the balance of the court relative to the Second Amendment. It really doesn't make any difference. We still have a 5-4. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. 5-4. It's one vote. That's the Second Amendment hanging on a balance by a thread of one vote. Your constitutionally recognized birthright as an American citizen. The right to keep and bear arms, the one right that has kept America free for 230-some years. I'm your host, Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Jim Irvine and Sean right after these messages. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back, folks. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Give us a call. Chime on in. Lots to talk about today. Lots of current events. We're going to jump all over the board, but you're going to dig it because we're talking about your freedoms and your rights as gun-owning Americans. I'm joined by Mr. Jim Irvine, chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association and good friend of mine. Jim, welcome back.
Great to be here, Mark. Hey, I had a question on the Illinois thing you started the show with
the banning. Oh, geez, yeah.
You know, no more sale of automatic firearms.
Right.
Does that count all the law enforcement and all the guys who are protecting all the legislators and all the people, all Daley's people and all of the security forces and all that through Illinois?
No, of course not. It's an elitist deal.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's okay for me, not for you. Oh, all right.
Right.
I just wanted to be clear on that.
Sure it is. Well, you know the routine. I see this. I can get a napkin because the sarcasm is dripping.
It's
aggravating, isn't it, to say the least?
Anytime someone wants to tell you, look, I really need this, but you don't, not only is that person not looking out for you, they're actively hostile towards you. You should never tolerate that sort of behavior out of any elected official. That is complete nonsense.
Here's the deal. The Supreme Court made it very clear in both the Heller decision and again in the McDonald decision that Americans have chosen the semi-automatic pistol as their number one tool for self-defense. Yet Illinois, again, there are factions in Illinois literally snubbing their nose at the Supreme Court ruling and at our constitutional rights. Again, so I ask you again, in Illinois, I know we have a lot of listeners in there today, right now, that are tuning in. What have you done today to put a stop to this madness, to rid America of this stuff? You're the only ones that can do it.
Illinois has got a governor's race coming up in a couple months with Bill Brady, who is a strong pro-gun individual, and Pat Quinn, who is vehemently anti-gun. I mean, he's against concealed carry. He's against owning a semi-automatic. Pat Quinn, I'll bet you, is part of this whole deal. That would not surprise me a bit. He is vehemently anti-gun.
Well, you know,
concealed carry is within reach for Illinois.
It is. In our lifetimes, Jim, I never thought I would say that.
If they get out and get active in the next 2 months,
That's the kicker right there, folks. You're the only ones that can do it. My gosh, do it. And it is within grasp, Jim. I never thought I would say that in my lifetime. My answer to that used to be, when I got the letters, what do I do up here? Move. Go somewhere else. Go to a free state. But you know what? Through the actions of folks like you, like me, and like our listeners, some good positive things are happening in Illinois. There are legislators down there in Peoria right now, today, that are standing up for Second Amendment rights and for concealed carry rights in Illinois. And they must have the vote and support of the people in order to make anything happen, right?
Yep. And people, it's funny, I get stuff at Buckeye Firearms. We get stuff too. Hey, how do we start a group like this over in Illinois? And it's like, it's simple. You've got to care. You've got to be willing to do something and get involved. And one person can make an enormous difference. And then you go grab a couple friends of yours, and now you got a small team. You can change the world.
Well, I don't even think it's about changing the world. I think what it really boils down to is the one person, one vote, one person can make a difference. And that's why I think Buckeye has been so successful with your efforts in Ohio to change some of the craziness. The car carry law in Ohio is widely recognized as one of the goofiest things I've ever seen, anyway.
It's a far cry better than what it was 4 years ago.
You bet.
But we still have the most restrictive car carry law in the nation. Ohio puts more restrictions on license holders than the majority of states do on just their average citizen.
What's amazing to me about the Ohio, since we've gone over there, when I said we were going to jump around, I meant it, but it's fun jumping around because it's about guns and freedom. And it'll be kind of, folks, you'll be overhearing a conversation at a restaurant table. Jim, have you ever sat at a restaurant and overheard the conversation at the table next to you?
I have. Since
and
I
realized you haven't
time.
Spoken to your wife for 20 minutes because you were enthralled by what you were hearing?
Well, my wife and I don't get out often enough with young kids, but eating alone on the road, definitely gives you the chance to listen to what else is going on, pay attention. It's interesting.
Here's something fascinating about the Ohio law. From what I understand, Ohio is one of the very few states who can convert legally an unloaded gun into a loaded gun. Can you explain that one?
We've had our law. We've never defined loaded gun until a couple years ago. So it was illegal to transport a loaded gun, but a loaded gun wasn't defined. So the judge you were in front of kind of made up the definition. Now, some people thought, like a gun owner, well, a loaded gun is kind of simple. It's one that's got the bullets in it. But we had lots of judges say, well, you know, if the ammunition and the gun are close enough together, we're going to count that as loaded. If they're in the same compartment, that's loaded. If it's in the hunting vest in the back near the gun, that's loaded. If the magazine, all these other things to describe an unloaded gun is loaded. So we drafted a law that fixed this. And unfortunately, there was an amendment put in that included a loaded magazine because of all of the concern that you could quickly load a gun.
Let's put this in perspective. You're referring to SB 239.
184 is the one where this problem, where we defined loaded, but this it's better than it used to be because at least you know what loaded is.
Okay, now you have a case there in Ohio where you have a man who was transporting an AR-15.
Yeah.
And his magazine was loaded.
A business owner, a good productive member of society. He has a concealed carry license, so he's gone through the training. He's got the background checks. He's gone to the range. He's on his way home. And he has a law enforcement encounter. And he's an officer. I'm a concealed carry license holder. I'm armed. He follows the law through all this stuff. And he's got the license for his armed handgun. His AR is unloaded, but he has a loaded magazine for the AR still. He didn't unload. And for anybody who's not shot the AR, unloading the magazines is like an enormous hassle. I hate doing it. Plus, then you got to turn around and load them again next time you go shooting. Why not just leave them loaded? It's nonsense. But at any rate, the bottom line is this guy's facing felony charges for an unloaded gun being called loaded because he has a loaded magazine.
Yeah, I was going to correct you there.
That's how screwed up our laws are.
I was going to correct you there because he's facing felony charges for transporting a loaded gun when his gun was not loaded. You heard
Correct.
Me at the top of the hour say that we have to get back to common sense. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. Folks, this doesn't require hours of endless debate, whether it's on the floor of the legislature, whether it's pundits on television, whether it's editorials in magazines. You understand common sense, what's right and what's wrong. A loaded gun means the magazine is inserted, a round is loaded into the chamber. You want to stretch it and put a loaded magazine in it, even with it not being in the chamber? Yeah, I might even let you stretch that one. But common sense. Sean, you're laughing. Come on, this is common sense, my friend. This man is facing felony charges.
Yeah, it just surprised me that common sense has fallen out of our vocabulary. That's just plain simple. I mean, you're right.
The media.
Yeah, yeah.
The media. Jim, I know you'll agree with me on this. But the media, the 24-hour constant babbling and debating back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Simple things. A mosque at ground zero. Mm. What's the debate? That's wrong.
I don't know whether part of the problem is, since news is on 24/7 now, you can just sit in front of a TV and someone will tell you not only what the news is, but what you should think about it continuously.
Yep. Yep.
Whereas instead of watching 30 minutes of news and then you shut it off, then you had to discuss it with the rest of your family. Wow, that was an interesting story. What do you think about it? Well, I see it this way. I see it that way. And there was some interaction. I think now all your news time is spent having someone tell you what to think, and then people shut off the TV and it's like, wow, I think this because this is what I've been told and this is what I heard. And we're losing that ability to look at a set of circumstances and objectively make a decision and think about it.
Folks, you know what's right. You know what's wrong. Use your brain. It's not a big deal. When we come back, we'll talk with Eric McCabe. He's been waiting patiently. We'll talk with him about the Appleseed Project and the New York Times hit piece. I'll be right back. This is Armed American Radio. That's a beautiful thing. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
One 500-pound wild boar. One 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone?
That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Jim Irvine, don't you love that?
I do. Your show has grown so much, and it's funny because I fly with people who live all over the country, and it's funny every once in a while to they'll say, "Hey, you know, you're a big gun guy. Do you know this guy Mark Walters? He's got this radio show," and I'm like, "Love it! Isn't that a great show? Everybody I know who's heard your show absolutely loves it."
Well, I enjoy that, too. And by the way, Eugene, locally, I'm getting an echo feed here. I don't know if that can be fixed. Thank you. I'll just mention that. There it is. It's fixed. Thanks for whatever button you just pushed. I love these guys.
And
you know,
and
Jim,
also,
go ahead.
Their spouses, they like the fact that it's something they can listen to with the family. And their spouse, who's not a gun person, will say, "Was that true? I didn't know that." And over time, somebody who's anti-gun gets educated on the subject. Because it's like I tell legislators, anti-gun almost always is simply an ignorance of the issue. It's like people who are afraid of flying. Once you learn the stats and the statistics and how things actually work and what it's for and what happens, it's not a scary, dangerous thing. It's a good thing. It's a fun thing.
Gun control is an emotional knee-jerk reaction. Jim, you're unaware of this because I know you were traveling. Last week, I mentioned a terrible car accident that occurred down in my hometown neck of the woods outside Tampa in St. Pete, where a father and his three adult sons were killed by a drunk driver. We all know the routine. The drunk driver and his passenger lived, and this family is devastated beyond. It's a horrible story. The woman from MAD, who does great work, don't get me wrong, comes out and says, because it was found out this guy driving was drinking a beverage called Four Loko, which I was unaware of. Apparently it is an energy drink that is already infused with some malt liquor with a 12% alcohol content. And the first thing she said was, "We must ban this drink before anyone else is killed." And I rolled my eyes and I thought, my gosh, here we go again. It's not the drink. It's the driver.
There you go.
Okay. But we see this knee-jerk reaction. I had some emails saying, "I was curious why you were talking about that. What's the correlation?" The correlation's easy, Jim. It's the knee-jerk, emotional, we have to ban this. Well, we should have banned the car.
Yeah.
We should have banned...
Got to ban the shower because people fall in there. You got to ban the staircase. You can fall down. You can't have any chemical, all the stuff you've got under your kitchen sink, those are poisonous stuff. You can't have paint the walls because paint is bad. You can't have glass because you can break it and get cut and people get hurt like that. I mean, you become the bubble boy on Seinfeld.
Oh, Jim, I love you. Sean?
Yes, sir.
The logic, the wisdom.
Yes.
It's common sense. What you just said, Jim, is common sense. We must get back to common sense, especially where guns and gun control is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Eric McCabe. Eric McCabe runs the Appleseed Project. We're going to go off into another topic here. He's been waiting very patiently. Eric was a guest on Armed American Radio a few weeks ago, and he came on and he told us about the Appleseed Project, particularly the marksmanship. And when Eric joined us, he got great feedback from all of you. We appreciate that. Then I got an email from Eric stating that he made me aware of a New York Times hit piece. So we're going to bring Eric back on right now. He's been waiting patiently. Eric, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I understand that you guys got hit pretty hard by that the gray lady up there.
Well, Mark, first off, it's great being on the show again.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks.
I do have to correct you on one point. I'm not the leader of the program. That actually falls on a man named Jack Daly. He's the founder of the program, and he runs it as a nonprofit organization, and I'm a volunteer here in the state of Florida.
We'll call you a spokesman. How's that?
That works for me.
There you
I'm
go.
The
now tell
coordinator for the program.
We want to get through here and tell the folks who were listening a few weeks ago. Let's remind people about the Appleseed Project and particularly the marksmanship aspect.
Absolutely. Project Appleseed is a nationwide organization that teaches two very basic things: rifle marksmanship and American history. As far as the marksmanship component goes, we teach the fundamentals of rifle marksmanship. And to put it down to a nutshell, we teach what you need to know to make consistent hits on a 4-minute of angle target. To put that in layman's terms, it's about a 20-inch square at 500 yards.
Okay, now that sounds really evil to me. What did the New York Times do?
Well, the New York Times did an article that has been in the work for over 6 months. The author, Matthias Schwartz, went to a number of our events nationwide and started talking with the folks that run the programs, the classes, the instructors, the attendees, and he got to know a lot of us. And we were under the impression he was going to write a great article. You know, he asked a lot of really great questions.
Welcome
really
to the New York Times. Okay.
Right. Okay. And, you know, as soon as this article hit the newsstand, we're looking at it, and frankly, it's not even about Appleseed Project at all. He found, you know, the author found a number of people, you know, that aren't even associated with the program that hold very, very dark and dim views of our future. You know, and these are the people that are preparing, quote unquote, for the second revolution. Okay, and that is what this entire article focuses on. You know, it doesn't talk about the volunteerism. It doesn't talk about the civil responsibility, the civic responsibility that comes with being an American.
Okay, Eric, I need to stop you there because we're going to come close to the close of the broadcast for this hour. But I want you to get what's the website? Put it out there where folks can go to it and see the truth about the Appleseed Project, because what you're telling me does not shock me about the New York Times in any way, shape, or form. So let's get the truth out there, which is what this program is all about. Where can people go find the truth about Project Appleseed?
Okay, the truth about Project Appleseed can be found at our homepage, which is appleseedinfo.org. Once again, that's appleseedinfo.org.
Eric, wear this attack from the New York Times is a badge of honor, because you guys are a great group. We're familiar with it, and you guys do great work across the whole country. That's something really to be proud of. Outstanding job.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Definitely wear that as a badge of honor when you've got the New York Times. Hey, listen, we can gauge, Sean, the success of the program by some of the mail we get.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, there's an old saying, Mark, that says, you know, you get the most flack when you're right over your target.
Hey.
Very nice.
I like that. Eric, thanks very much for joining us and for getting the truth out about Project Appleseed. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mark. You have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much. Jim.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking, I had a legislator the other day from an inner city area who's, you know, hey, what can we do with this? And as Eric's talking, I thought, Appleseed, that is one of the things they need to get working with them in the inner city to help work with some of these kids. Because if you get kids involved in the shooting sports at an early age, you demystify the gun, you teach them some safety rules, you teach them responsibility, then they're not the kids that are committing all of the crimes and the other nonsense that we're complaining about that is damaging our society. Appleseed is the solution to those problems.
Well said. When I was a kid, as when you were a kid, Sean, you too, I used to take an NRA marksmanship class when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
And used to take it at school, after school. Jim, you remember that, don't you?
It should be required in every school today.
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been tuned in to the Armed American Radio Network, and that's a beautiful thing. The Armed American Radio Network, where we're talking about freedom, patriotism, and your right to keep and bear arms. Coming up, Alan Corwin. And it's going to be a good one because he is no compromise. And when I say no compromise, I mean no compromise. And we have a number of stories to talk about with Alan, so stick around. You have been listening to the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. You're telling me by the clamor now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.